Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. There you go.
Yeah, boys. I don't live with you.
This song has got stupid. And then he starts like summoning some demon here in a second. Yeah. A Bible. I like good rap where it like, you know, money tall like Jordan, my wallet look like a Bible. Like, I love where you can visually see what they're saying, and it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Plus, I'm already sagging because I'm wearing shorts with full pockets, so.
You know, I will say this, and I will get a bunch of people to laugh.
Do the hand up and down.
That was one of my favorite concerts I went to. Big Sean. I'm serious. I went and saw him in Charlotte 5 years ago. It was great. Oh.
You didn't do that, did you? You didn't dance like that, right?
No, I was not. When you're... Same thing when I went to see Ying Yang
you
Twins.
You do that kind of 90s dance.
Of course. It's called being what?
I know, like...
And Nikki. Man.
You ever... Man, I look at her real creepy when she's on TV.
Well, the way her eye flutters, I think she's an alien.
I don't know what to focus on.
How's her eye flutter?
Her butt or her front.
When she sings, that one eye will start.
Maybe
Katy Perry's got one of them things, too.
That's because the eyelash glue.
Is that really what it is?
Probably.
Let it go all the way.
Stuck.
That's good. Oh. You can say anus in a song now?
In the radio edit, I guess you
wow,
can.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like you can say wet ass gushy and somehow that's not as gross as the original. It's grosser. How does that make any sense?
I know. Well, it's like I've said before, the word moist used to mean so many different things, but to me it only means the one now. And it's not cake and it's not humidity.
Mud.
It's just a weird thing. I don't like the word wet anymore, to be honest with you. Like just the word wet, it's just too...
Blah.
Just it's not even blah. It's like, you know what? That doesn't sound good to me. It's like
never did.
Did you wet yourself? I mean, did you wet yourself?
Did you?
There is not a context where that exists where that word is a good word.
Wet?
Yeah,
it was just I know wrong. Because another funny little thing. Imagine another ice cream story from me. But here it goes. We go to this one. It was called Swenson's. It used to be on Wade Hampton Boulevard. And there was this particular sundae they had that was already like, you know, this kind of ice cream, hot fudge, this. But there was something, they'd put some kind of mint thing in there that I didn't like it. So I said, can I get that without the mint? And the guy was just kind of perplexed because he's like, oh no, it's already a formulated thing. How do I? So I was like, just give me the ice cream, the hot fudge, and the wet nuts.
Oh.
And
God, you just ruined it.
But that's what they're called in the industry. Wet nuts.
Why?
I don't know. It's walnuts and like syrup or whatever it is, but they're great.
Okay.
So good.
If somebody poured something on them to make them wet.
But then like now, if you know, that was 90s. So if I walked out and said, hey, man, can I get a sundae with some wet nuts on them?
Whoa!
I'd have to tell my neighbors when I moved in. I mean, it'd be one of those weird things.
That's kind of interesting.
That's weird.
The guy mishears. He's like, hell no. You ain't getting my nuts.
No. No, you are not. God bless.
You're not getting... You like Wendy's? Eli, you like Wendy's? Because that's going around now. It's not D's Nuts. It's Wendy's. It's a whole setup.
Oh, do it to me. I mean, like, I haven't heard this.
Okay, do you like Wendy's? Wendy's nuts hit your lip. And somebody made a
pick. Who does that? Reggie Miller in the commercial? Is that a commercial?
No, but somebody made a logo. They turned the Wendy's logo and they put nuts on Wendy's chin.
No. Instead of like instead of mom and her hair now or in the what was on the collar of her shirt it said mom. Now it says like nuts or something.
You know, they said crazy. Coach Saban was big into D's nuts jokes. That was his go-to with his players. It's a little odd when old
yeah, I mean,
white
it really is. It really is. Man.
I can't believe somebody made the logo. I gotta show it to you.
Wowee.
God.
Okay, so I'm I think this is fun right here. I think this is fun. I normally don't like crap like this because it seems so like trivial and whatever, but I'm reading this and I'm like, You know, let me ask him. Fat boy, how much money would it take you to leave your wife?
Oh,
like,
wow.
No, very coarse, crass, weird question to ask you.
It really is.
Like, you have to walk away and you never can go back. But this weird person who wants to ruin lives but get his jollies off by giving you big amounts of money.
I couldn't do it, man.
See? Good answer. You're a good man.
I'm routine. I've been together.
Can I call you John?
I wish you would.
Good man.
Been together so long that I got a routine. I'm used to seeing, going home and seeing the same people.
You're a creature of habit.
I can't mess it up.
Like, what would you do if you turned the key and went in there, and then suddenly cops were in there arresting? Oh, what? Wrong apartment.
Wrong one. Yeah, I walked through the wrong one. Yeah, I hope you find that.
Wrong one. I'm alluding to a personal story.
You know, that makes me like you even more than I already do like you.
It's just, if they, for somehow my son will go off with the wife and they'll go on a vacation that I can't get time off for. After about a couple of days and I'm by myself,
you're lonely.
You don't really like. I don't really like it, and it's not the alone thing, really. Because if I was,
yeah, it is. It's yeah, okay it to is. Say it.
If I was always alone, I could deal with that. But I don't like the routine being interrupted.
You're looking at two MFERSs right now that usually are most of the time. You know.
Okay, so you might be the opposite. If you had somebody there every day, you might not like that.
See, I can see that because you know I. I've lived by myself for a while now, and there are those moments when I think I was actually telling you this the other day, Fat Boy. Like, there's that like loneliness, but the loneliness is only usually when, like, I'm watching a good TV show or a movie or something, and you want to talk to somebody about it, or you know, if I'm sick. I want somebody to go get stuff for me.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, just somebody take care of you.
But like, if relationships were not a thing and it was not known, like, you know, like the tradition of 3 months' salary for a wedding band, like if it was like, yeah, marriage isn't a thing, like would I full on want to cohabitate all the time with somebody? I don't know.
Well, you could reverse the question. Was there any amount of money you would get back with an ex for?
So
well,
that's a good question.
For either one of you. Obviously, you don't have to say who, but, you know, like, in your mind, you're probably thinking, you probably rank them, like, there might be one maybe that you
what a sadistic twist you just put on that.
There might be
I do
one.
Want to explain myself why I asked you that, this is the crap you would, if you, you know, didn't have a brain in your head, you'd be listening to in the mornings or the shows where they say, there's a new poll out, what would you do in this thing? And it was just asking... I don't know where these polls are conducted. They don't source that. But saying that, would you leave your partner, which, again, could mean your live-in boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or you're gay? You know? So, I mean, it's not business partners. Would you leave your partner for $1 million? And 43% of the people said yes.
43?
Yeah.
For $1 million, they would.
Do they know you can't go back? Like, this is, like, permanent.
But, like...
That's a
like your answer is the answer. Like if so, no, only $1 million. You just answered it. Like you really did not realize you just answered it. Like you answered it completely unknowing. You're like no amount. That's the good answer. So if I followed it up, you said $1 million. If I said okay, $50 million, and you're like okay, I'm in. It's just as bad as any number between the two. You said I would take it over them.
You know what? I don't know how much money motivates people who've never had it.
Well, we wouldn't be in radio if that
like,
was the
case. Like if you present me any kind of hypothetical that involves money,
yeah,
I'm not even thinking about the money part because it's like I'm not. Look, if you've never had money, you don't think about it. You don't miss what you never had, so it's not really a motivator. Obviously, you come.
Is it
to
better
work,
to live or love or never lived at all?
Like, I don't know. It's just like it never factors in. If somebody's like, hey, would you lick the wall for like, $1,000? I'm like, no. Like, I'm thinking about the wall first. Like, I don't want to lick the wall. The money is secondary. Like, if you're not always around money, you don't always have it. You don't really think about it. I don't know how much of a motivator it is.
But if literally, though, that were real and you could go home to your wife and your entire family, you could say, guess what? Daddy's home forever. I have retired.
That is all forever.
How, Daddy? Well, I licked a wall today, and this real weird billionaire just gets his jollies off making peons, the working class people, go and lick gross things for money.
Nice.
I don't think it's going to be a sandwich board situation from Die Hard 3, but, you know, somebody would probably make you do something ridiculous for
money. To wear a scarlet letter. It's a scarlet L for licking walls.
I can't believe 43%. That shows you that many people are unhappy.
That's like probably the divorce rate. I mean, it's literally, that's what it is.
What if you said $1,000? How many? That'd probably climb up to like 80%, 85%.
Well, I mean, the number is, there's no number for it. So the example, since I'm not married and never will be ever again, is, and that's not with, that's with just realizing. It's not like, oh, man, but it's like, yep, never.
That's when it happens. That's when they always say
it
happens.
It will screw up everything now. I told my daughter, I said, don't let me do it again. Because you won't get as good a Christmas present. The boys won't get as good a Christmas present.
Third time's a charm.
That was bull stud. Two strikes out. I got hit by the last pitch.
Oh, I take a base.
So, you really got me on that one.
That's interesting.
So, if you said to me, this is the analogy I was going to use, Matt, I will give you $1 million if you skydive out of an airplane right now. I would say no. If you upped it to 50, I would say no. There's no amount of money.
To skydive?
I'm not doing this as a way to try to do it because I, honest to God, could not physically do it. I couldn't.
What if you do like the stupid indoor skydiving? Would you do that?
I want to, but here's the thing about that. They have one in Gatlinburg, which I recently visited, if you heard me say. And they have a certain weight limit for it with the indoor one. Because, you know, the fan's only so damn big.
I couldn't do it, could I?
Well, no. And I can now, but you can't take, you know, 3-year-old grandson would want to be in there doing it. And he can't do it because it'd push his ass through the whole ceiling. He'd look like Willy Wonka and his grandpa flying through. Oh, my God. He's Willy Wonka and I'm the grandpa. If we'd get blown, you know, so we can't do it. But now it's like, I got to go back to Gatlinburg just so I can
just for the indoor sky.
Just for the indoor. I'd probably go to one of the Hatfields McCoys while I'm there.
That sounds like fun. I love it. It's great food.
Why can't they make a fan that could put up close to 400 pounds?
You know what? I need to go back to the islands and see if I can, not the one in Gatlinburg, but the Jamaica, where the hell we went, where they had the backpack you'd put on, and it had the tube going down the water, and the water pressure would suck up through the tube and propel you into the air. You've seen those, right?
Oh, you like the jetpack Kenny Powers had?
Yeah. Same thing. So there's a weight limit on that. It's 220, or the one I was at was 225.
Why is there a weight limit on that?
Because there's only so much water in the ocean. I don't know. I mean, the things that you've got so much propulsion, it won't go as fast.
Why do you have to have somebody in there with the indoor skydiving? Like, he's tossing you around, he's throwing you up, spinning you in circles?
Because, I mean, you're not just falling, you're going up, but it's the sensation of falling. But, like, probably insurance stuff, because if you caught...
That's all it is.
...a draft, you'd get slung through the I'd end up on top of the Titanic, which is odd to say.
I would bet you I'm not too big to zip line, but for the insurance, I'm too big. But, you know, I mean, come on. I'm not going to bring down a line.
Height?
What? Oh, no, wait. Just wait. I'm not going to bring down a zip line. Look, if it can't test at least 400 pounds, then, like, would anybody else be comfortable being on it, even at half that weight? It's all insurance.
It's insurance because, like, density would matter in that. Like, if you're a 4 foot tall, 800 pound person, it's going to do more to that thing than a 8 foot tall, 800 pound person, right?
You're 4 feet. I mean, 800 pounds.
Yeah, I knew skydiving. This is the Rise
Guys Morning Show. I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is Thursday. Last week. Already.
It really was. Kind of flew by.
Also,
I don't fool you.
Paige, I want to give you a news tip for some breaking news that maybe Fatboy maybe even already knows this, but I did not know it. And this is huge news. Our president, Donald Trump, says he has gotten them to agree to change. Yeah.
I have not
it's
heard.
It's not a ceasefire of any kind. He said he got Coca-Cola to start using cane sugar in their Coca-Cola in America again.
He did?
That's what he says.
Oh.
And I tell you, that's where, especially in like big cities and like hipsters and such, they love Mexican Coca-Cola.
Yeah, the Coke Life, the green bottle.
Yeah, it's good.
Well,
they love this stuff.
This is like the one that only comes in bottles. That it's I've seen restaurants that call it Mexican Coca-Cola because it's they make it with. See, all the Mexicans want to get here because they like this fake sugar that we use.
They want it.
They hate the cane sugar.
They're like, why get the real stuff when we can get the fake
but
stuff?
Then we, but then we are saying to them, hey, do not come to our country, but can we get some of your Coca-Cola? So I think he's bringing the two sides together. They'll get real Coke and keep it, and then we'll all get real Coke.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I saw he's going to regulate Nils, so you never surprised what they could dip into next.
You never know. Okay, so much to not the benefit of the audience, we did not promote that this. We promoted it at the end of show. Yeah, end of show yesterday. Did not say it again today, and that's just an oversight on our part.
But it was good to make sure it would happen.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to happen.
And. Fabboy, he's okay with saying his name here. Or is that assumed? Wow,
he's got one of those simple names.
You introduce it then, because I don't know how to say it now that he wants to use his real name.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to do it with a fake name and then we'll see if he says his? He might not say it.
I would advise. I'm a dad who has a daughter who has a child, and I would not if I were him. I wouldn't. But I mean, maybe
like somebody would see you out and say,
maybe
"Hey,
I gaff more than him."
He might not gaff much.
He might just be 110% Dilla Gaff. I'm just slightly gaffing. Sir, as I will call you now, sir, good morning.
Good morning. And look, I don't mind telling you my name. I hope my daughter hears this because it might make the conversation easier. My name's Tom.
Okay. 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 You know what? What you said there is true because you and your daughter's relationship could be different than mine. And everyone, so awesome. Okay, I know what's going on here, but I don't know all the facts. So, to the benefit of not only me but every freaking body else, tell everybody what you called about at the end of yesterday's show, and we're like, "Oh, we're out of time. Come on tomorrow," and you did.
Look, guys, I mean, thank you for taking my call. I got something I want to get off my chest. I want to hear from people. Outside objectively, but honestly, I can't even wrap my head around this.
Okay,
what? Be good.
As the great R Truth would say, "What's up?"
So, my daughter, she's 26 and she's pregnant. She's doing, I mean, a little less than a month, and guys, she's having this baby on her own. There's no man in the picture. And the other day,
dang it,
she set me down and asked me if I would film the birth for her.
Okay, so that went further because Fatboy just and for not only you, air quote Tom, if that's really your name, cool. And for
that's really my name.
I believe you. But for everyone, listen, when we have calls like this, Fatboy is the person that you'll usually talk with. And I tell Fatboy purposefully, don't tell me everything.
And I hate that too because it's lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It allows me to be authentic and not run it through a real filter and think like with my gut and how I really feel about stuff. I assumed she just wanted you to be in the room to like help her like Lamaze or whatever, Schlemiel, whatever it's called, or to hold her hand. Film it? Like in the delivery room?
Yes, front row seat to everything, I guess. She wants me to be the one holding the camera.
I wish you could see Paige right now where she just like threw her head back really in disgust.
I don't know the relationship you two have with each other, you and your daughter, but that's, I don't know any dad and daughter that are that close.
Exactly. Like, I'm her dad, you know? And, I love her. I'd do anything for her. But this
just... It's a lot.
It feels too... I've not seen that part of her since I changed her diapers. Like, that feels too much I'm not. I should.
It's gonna look different.
You just made me think about that, dude. That's weird. You are a sinner by proxy. You made me think about comparing the before and after.
Well, I do it. You know, and I'm an accessory after the fact, I guess. But no, like I can't. Like, she's a beautiful young woman that I love more than everything. Again. But like, I don't want to hold that camera.
So, okay, I got several questions. And Tom, as I really believe is your real name, if you listen to this show, you know that I sometimes regret it, but I stick my foot in my mouth and I ask things. So I have several questions in a row, and you can answer them as you would prefer.
Rapid fire.
Selfie stick, not a possibility, some kind of tripod thing, or also, and here's the big one.
What's a good question?
Well, you're laughing good, because you're not going to like this next one. Where's her mom? That was the chair.
No, it's not.
That was the chair.
It's never the effing chair.
Splattered.
I will smile if I really fart, but if it's the chair, it's embarrassing.
Stop making excuses.
Okay, so it was the chair. And I apologize, Tom, for them thinking I farted just then.
Right. I think you did.
Tom,
say it like
you're trying to dodge the fact that where mom is, aren't you?
Her mom's not really in the picture right now. And honestly, that's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about her mom. She's not around.
Look, I'm not trying to.
She ain't dead, man. That's the way you said it. I get it. That's cool.
I'm really not trying to make a joke. I'm trying to kind of gauge your relationship. Like, do you and your daughter kiss on the lips? Tom Brady kisses his dad on the lips.
I know.
Is that appropriate? That's sick. That is sick. No, we don't. But she did keep saying, "Dad, you're the only one I trust." And like, I mean that, I get that, right? It's sweet, but I'm just thinking, do you really want your father to see everything that's about to happen?
Now I am having to filter myself just because I have to think about, like, you know, because my daughter, you know, I'm a grandpa twice over now, some damn how crazy, but would I, like, if it, I would still say, like, you know, gosh, I have to filter myself because I have to remember, like, my daughter, she's here and they're living and all this stuff.
It's hard to not see it in any other context.
Shush, I know. Does your daughter not have any, like, close female friends or anything? I mean, childbirth. This is a beautiful thing. Like, I've said this before. For my daughter, I have one child. And this was before cell phone videos. I mean, it was not a big ass camcorder, but like it's about yay big, about the size of
handheld.
Yeah, like a Whopper box, about the size of that. And I'm sitting, that's weird, I chose Whoppers.
But yeah, sure,
I am someone, as you know, that is really grossed out by stuff. Like, you know, cuts and
you're the worst responder.
The worst responder. But yet, when I'm filming my own child being born, it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
Of course.
And I even touched her little hand when she had, like, the placenta or whatever it's called. Is it placenta?
Tom, you got to do that. Get
placenta.
Ready.
Placenta. It's not placenta.
I mean,
what is rosacea then?
How about get a tripod and time it, and then you can just click it when the baby's about to crown, and you can be on the other side.
Alexa, start filming her cooter. You can't do that.
I told her, I don't even want to be in the room, guys. I told her I wasn't in the room when she was born. And I was like, honey, I'll be waiting right outside the door. I'll be the first face that baby sees when they come out, but I can't be in there, and I can't be in there with the camera.
Well, I mean, did she understand any kind of reasoning to it, like that explanation?
She was disappointed, and I understand that, but like, she's kind of got it, I guess. I wanted to call and say, am I crazy for thinking that's too much?
I don't think you're crazy. I wonder now, though, like, why she would choose you, and no offense, but like, does she think about you when she's constipated? It's a way to help her push. I'm now wondering.
Yeah, but maybe she wants a support system if nobody else is there and you're the only one.
You should have had more kids, is what we're saying. Nah. You know what? Good on you.
I'm glad
Well, you got a good laugh about you now. It's genuine, I can tell. Unlike your name being Tom, but
I don't know any dads who would agree to do it.
My name is Tom. I hope she's listening.
Spell it.
And I think if you can't handle it,
T-O-M.
All right, I believe you.
And if you're gonna faint or feel uncomfortable, then just don't do it. Because that's just gonna make things worse if Daddy's on the ground and he can't handle things.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the lobby passing out bubblegum cigars and stuff.
No, real cigar. Actually, I should be at the bar across the street drinking, waiting for it to happen. Oh, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know we helped you.
I needed to say it to somebody. I just needed to get it out there.
You just made every father of daughters think about their daughters in an awkward way, though. It's just a natural thing. I literally did. I was like, come on now.
Hopefully she'll hear
it. Yeah, no, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just.
Yeah.
I just needed to say it out loud to somebody else.
Oh, I got you. Hey,
thank you.
Good for you for staying in her life and you know, you got
Dad of the year.
Well, I mean, that's an awesome thing. Well, you didn't let push her away or yourself away, so that's awesome.
She is the absolute most important thing in the world to me.
See? I know that feeling, my friend. All right, you have a good morning, Thom.
All right, let's get a copy of that, man.
All right, Tony. See if he answers.
Be good, guys.
Oh, he answered to Tony. I knew it. All right, Travis.
No alias.
All right.
Look at
spell
that
it.
That was interesting.
Matt, my name is Tom, and I spell it with an H.
You're a Thom.
You're a Thom. You're like that old shoe store.
You don't count.
Thom McCall's or Thom McCain's, whatever it was called.
What if she's like, we're not having this kid until my dad is dead on straight shot.
Get my daddy in here. I need him now.
That kind of sounded hot when she said it. But she didn't say daddy.
Sounded like
she
a young daddy. Edith Bunker the way she said that.
See, she wouldn't say daddy. She'd say dad.
Yeah, you cannot say daddy at that point.
That's ruined.
No, that's ruined.
Still always going to be her daddy.
No.
Whore women have messed that word up, Paige. They really have. Because you can't...
It's ruined.
Whore women and Sean Combs really have messed up daddy.
Daddy. And that's a sexy daddy.
Yeah, but
daddy.
Like... God. Yeah, but after that child turns into a woman, if she still calls him daddy, and there's the age gap, people are going to think she's...
There's a difference.
She's a gold digger, and that's her sugar daddy.
If you say daddy, that's a kid daddy.
No, it didn't. It sounded horny to me.
You did the horny one.
Daddy. No, daddy. Daddy's horny.
No, you sound pretentious.
Now you sound like the kid asking
for something. Sound like Clueless
daddy
talking to her dad.
Spank me. I've been naughty.
Oh, my God.
I don't know which one you are.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys.
Real interesting to, it's interesting to read the texts that come in during various segments about things.
I didn't think about that.
This one's one of my favorite though. This one says, "Who cares about this guy's grandkid? Let's hear more about Coke coming back to America." I was giving Paige a news lead so she could do that later. If we did it now, she would literally shave our heads and make love to us with a broomstick or something.
She'd try to. She make would. Us look like Wicked in here.
I honestly thought that this would we would hear from mostly we're hearing from women. I thought we would hear from more guys, and that's I think women.
He did not want to hang up too, by the way.
You can tell he's a big fan.
He was like, man, I really hope she hears this because that's why I did it, for her to hear it. Because he can't really have that conversation with her straight up.
So you got – okay. That, I hope he's still listening right now because this is a thing that I've told my daughter since teenage years. I'm like, I was not raised in you listen to this show, I loved my parents. I loved my parents, and I miss them both very much. But – I was not raised in a house where you could openly ask questions about stuff. I mean, you had to accept and you had to agree. And not in a violent way either. It was just like,
Or it just wasn't addressed.
It was not addressed. And
I'll tell you when you get older.
I would tell my daughter, I was like, you know what? Any questions you ever have about life, you're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get make me pissed off and hate you and call a preacher and this, that, or the other. It's I'm going to give you an answer that I think is real world, and I want you to apply it. But yet, this guy has got a relationship and also those of you texting in gross things. I mean, you know the NSA's reading you stuff. Why would you text in these things? You already know.
We'll forward them to him like a card.
What a nice. I love my relationship with my daughter. But that's even something I would be like, I don't know. I don't think I could.
No.
I could.
Some dads aren't even in the room like while it's going on. Afterwards, they are.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be.
I just think that it's.
You made it. Why not be there?
Not her dad, though. Like the dad dad. I mean, you're doing like rushing nesting dolls and babies over. Like her dad, not the baby daddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why we say baby daddy now.
It's I don't know, like, Paige is still confused on the whole dad daddy situation here. So
she just says it. She's read all them texts. Get Paige to say daddy more. I like when Paige says daddy like a little girl. You're weird.
Yeah, how many people you got pulling over now? Yeah, let me tell you something. They ain't laughing or texting.
I have no boyfriends. Nobody wants it.
They're rifling
daddy.
Them all.
And there's no...
Dad daddy.
There's what? No...
she loves it. Really gets into it.
You know what I've thought for years is that Paige is a phone sex operator. Until
do you know I got an offer to do that?
I remember that story.
How does that work? You get a book?
I went for an audition, and I thought it was something legitimate.
Why would you have to go for the audition? Oh, like, why wouldn't you just call?
Please send us that tape.
I don't even know what happened to it. I was sent to that
reel
audition.
To reel back then.
No. Yeah, well, I mean...
We did.
When I moved here, I was using reel to reel for WRD. So yeah, that's true. But back then, in the 90s, I did audition for something that I thought was legitimate, but it was a 1-800 number where I would be talking dirty to people.
God, we got to get her to run through some.
Like, this was pre-900?
This is like one of the things that you...
You would call and say, here's my credit card information now.
All the stuff, the number stuff that you hear with Girls Gone Wild and stuff. I went for an audition for something like that. And someone
was it
who,
a couch?
Like you didn't know what it was?
No, it was a producer that worked at Fox sent me to that. That she knew that somebody was
Fox with three
casting
X's.
That. And I Samantha was really Fox. I was really hurt because of that because... It wasn't something that I would ever do.
It'd be like, you know, that's a compliment.
No, because I was a professional at that time. I wasn't doing that.
That's changed.
That kind of stuff. Well, now I'm back being a hooker and slutty stuff.
She's,
and
she's no, in she means in movies only.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I didn't want to do anything like that. But anyways, the people were nice, and I read for the thing.
So when you say you read, like the guy would like... pick up the phone and you would be on the other side of the room and I would say, hey, is this Blonde Passion? Or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and you'd say, it is. If you want to talk to me, it's going to...
I wouldn't talk like that. I would just...
Hey, want a date?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like a date with you. You want to... Where are we going to do it at? All right, well, get in. I didn't tell you to, but go ahead. Where are we going to do this sex act at? Ma'am?
Your place or mine.
Okay, well, I haven't cleaned in months.
Oh, strong, silent type.
Well, no, you're hard of hearing, bitch. I'm talking. I must know the dialogue. Like,
it's going to cost you more, though.
She don't hear you at first, and then when she finally hears you, she won't stop talking.
Oh, boy.
She just opens the door and gets in like a smart hooker would do.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.